the Secretary General made his own report on recommendations based on all this. And now a number of points are about to be discussed by the member states in various fora, the General Assembly, the Security Council, early next year the C-34, the Fifth Committee. But there are a number of recommendations that actually fall within the purview of the prerogatives of the Secretariat. So we are moving on this, you know, and I think this is that it should be. Second, the peacekeeping summit, you know, gave an opportunity to 54, mostly at heads of state or government level, 54 countries to pledge a number of things that we badly need, you know, more people to the tune of potentially 40,000 military, police, and so on, but also a number of enabling units, equipment that we need, including helicopters. So obviously we're not going to take 40,000 people, you know, just in one batch. There's no way that can happen, but we are actually dealing with every single of these countries to see how best and when best to incorporate their offers according to the gaps that we have or that we will have. That will take up a lot of our efforts over the coming time.
If those pledges come through as promised here in New York, do you feel that you'll have the resources that you need to tackle this growing and mutating threat of terrorism in particular?
Well, we have to mitigate the risk, because safety and security of our people comes first. And we have, for instance, in northern Mali, put quite a lot of money in hardening the vehicles, you know, getting more APCs, more counter-IED equipment. We are at present, you know, investing in, for us, very new equipment, for instance, in Bangui, right in time for the Pope's visit there. We, for the first time, installed a system of tethered balloons with an array of cameras and sensors, which enable us to have a real-time view of the whole capital, see demonstrations as they are taking shape, and therefore being able to act without delay.